generally this topic is something that a person has to bring up with trepidation, because these weeks, the MS are all about this Torah Machshava. These weeks of Shoyvin Pat, something that is spoken about, is spoken about in Svarim, Svarim that we are no Shaykhs to, but it exists nonetheless. That these weeks are weeks to work on Torah Machshava, or to work on the Pnimius, or to work on being people who have good inner thoughts. This is something to the Westerners so vite. I can picture speaking about this to an American group. You picture speaking about Torah Machshava, the purity of thought. Think about to a world that has TVs and billboards v'chulu. You would speak about Torah Machshava. I heard on a talk show the other night. I was driving late at night, and I was keeping awake. I was listening to a talk show, and the host was deriding a person who was making fun of a person who was saying about movies that it's bad, was saying that movies that are bad, it's promiscuous, and it's a bad impact. The talk show host was being mevazed, the guy, that it's such a leitzanus. He was being mevazed, tremendous bizyonus. The guy, what a leitzanus, bad thought. He was like ripping the guy, that the guy was in the shugana. And the following callers were all just making fun of that nut on a talk show. It was like a leitzanus to speak about Torah Machshava, to have good thoughts, like utter silliness. The person, as all they say, chutz, let the person be bachutz, let the person be an externally good person, but that's not our view. Our view is mivaisim bachutz, called Talmud Chacham she'ena toichei kabari, is not a Talmud Chacham. So why are we hesitant to speak about this? What's the hesitation? Because so here you have a Ben Torah. You have a Ben Torah who's learning, who's doing well, and he gets down, he says, my insides, the insides are much harder avoida. They're much harder avoida. So he gets down on himself. What about my insides? My insides are not where they should be, so it's not worth my externals. So what's going to be with me? So the Gemara tells us like this, that Rav Gamliel didn't allow him to base Medrash anybody who wasn't Toichei Kibaroi. He had somebody at the door. And anybody who wasn't Toichei Kibaroi, Rav Gamliel didn't let him in the base Medrash. He wasn't allowed in. When Rav Gamliel was ousted as the Navi, temporarily ousted as the Navi, so they made as the Nasi, so they allowed everybody to base Medrash. And it says on that day the base Medrash became packed. I imagine it wasn't so full when Gamliel was there. When Gamliel was there, it's pretty empty. It's Eina Toche Kabara. You can imagine somebody standing at the door and gave appearance. I imagine even, I'd venture to say, I don't know about you guys, if it was me, I wouldn't even come to the door. I imagine to say that people, not even two people, were trying to come. I always wondered who that person was who could see if the person was Toche Kabara, but if the threat of such a person at the door would be enough to keep most people away. There's a guy at the door, there's a tzaddik at the door, who's going to examine you to see if you're Toichei Kibarei. And if he sees your insides and not like your outside, you're out of here. Yeah. I don't know if there was a minion that day, but when Gamliel was there, the Beis Medrash was empty. Comes and Gamliel, he leaves for a day, and Yisrael, Yoyim, the Beis Medrash, they take the guard away, everybody's allowed in, the Beis Medrash is full. And it says, Chol Shadaite, Rav Gamliel fell bad. The obvious kasha on the Gemara, it's a plea on this Gemara in Brachas, it's a plea, Atzuma, is what changed? Did Rav Gamliel not realize they're turning away by the dozens? At the door, they're turning away thousands of people. So Rav Gamliel was a very brilliant person. So he said to himself, if I don't turn them away, they'll be in the Beis Medrash. If I don't, all of a sudden he sees them all in the Beis Medrash, and Rav Gamliel's chol shadaite feels badly. You were turning them away. You were turning them away by the dozens. So certainly the Beis Medrash was full. So what was the chadash of Gamliel? Now he sees the Beis Medrash full, and yet he doesn't fashtay. Yet, I'm sorry, he's chol shadaite. Yet he has a chalisha sadas. Oy, what did I do? You knew that when you were turning them away, that if you let them in, it's a full place. Lishitasi, that nobody came, the way I view it. That people weren't coming, he takadin chat maybe. Just the threat of the guard, this is the derech tzais. But just for threading the guard, I wouldn't have come. So it could be tacky. You didn't realize how many people would even want to have come.
Yeah.
Some of that's not pshat, so let's pshat. What did he see? What changed? So al derech ha-pshat, I don't know. Al derech ha-pshat, I don't know the answer. Al derech ha-pshat, it could be, ain't it doing me real, to just the sight of it, the sight of such a sight gave a shudder. To see it, it's easier to turn it away, yeah. To see it is different, is Andrus. To see it is different. To see it was different. It's possible. It could be al derech ha-pshat, it could be. Seeing it left an impact. It's good, it's easy. Not easy. It wasn't easy for Gamliel. But it was one thing to turn them away. But to see the oil learning basmada, to see it, and to still feel, to see it and then to still feel a strong, such a conviction that they shouldn't be learning that. It needs a pshat, but it's al derech ha-pshat. There are many people, I don't know if, I can't say it al derech ha-pshat, but at least the Gemara is ma'ir me with such a thought. There are many mechanchim who uptight shal bachar. This is, and many do it on their own. And many mechanchim do, this bachar is not shayach for learning. This bachar has so many problems. Ugh, he has so many internal problems. It's not shayach, the guy is so, he's so tumidic. His machshava is the personality. Yeah, maybe once in a while could be good, but the pnim is so messed up. He's so, and people do it to themselves, and mechanchim do it to bachrim. But this person, who we're told the famous chinuch, that the chitzonis meres apnimis. That if a person taka makes his maisim good, if he taka makes the gold on the outside, and he constantly on the outside makes things good, with the goal towards also helping his inside, with that goal in mind, mitzvah shloshma balishma, Reb Chaim ben Lashon says only works when the person has in mind to get to lishma. If his goal is my pnimius, I taka have thoughts, I taka have things which are inside, which are soiser Torah. But I'm going to make my maisim good. And my goal is that the maisim should impact my pnim. What will happen lachar zman, after a short time, is the person's pnim will also change. Achitzainis meres apnimius. Certainly, Rav Shiva was medayik. The Lashon Chazal is called Tam Chacham. She'ein Teichai Kibari is not a Tam Chacham. So Rav Shiva was medayik. Listen to an Eisen Adiyak. Listen to a Adiyak. Right? Per is medayik. Any Talmud Chacham who's inside is not like his outside. He's not a Talmud Chacham. I should say the opposite. Any Talmud Chacham who's external, what's your picture of somebody? What is the world of Baisai call somebody who's outside one way, is inside another way? What do they call such a person? Hypocritical? Faker? What's the pirush of a hypocrite and a faker? His outside looks different. He makes his outside different. What's a hypocrite? You're really one way, but you show a facade, you fake. So Rashid had an awesome deal. It should say, any time a chacham, whose outside is not like his inside. Shebarai ain't a kataychai. That the guy's a faker, a hypocrite, all these words. His barai is not like his taych. He shows an external side that's different than the internal. A hypocrite and a faker. That's what it should say. Any Talmud Chacham whose barah is not like his taichai. That's what it should say. Any Talmud Chacham whose barah is not like his taichai. So that person is not a Talmud Chacham. If the person fakes and adds more, whatever you are inside, that's what you should express outside. Be apt as you think. Act as you really are, as your innermost thoughts. What's the lashon of the Chazal that called Talmud Chacham was in Toichai Kibari, his inside is not like his outside? So here gives away the secret that with Chazal are telling, certainly the person should work mi bachutz. But any Talmud Chacham who's not willing and not working, that his Teichel should take a catch up to his Baruch. Any Talmud Chacham who's not asuk in that pursuit, certainly it's, the chutz comes first. See, you can't say it's not a faker, not a hypocrite. The chutz comes first, the expression of it comes out first. The person always has to express before he feels. Tamu ru'u ki toiv Hashem. Taste it, do it, and then ru'u, you'll see, you'll feel ki toiv Hashem. But first, seichel toiv, a good wisdom l'chol oiseyem, for all those who do mitzvahs. First he has to be a doer, then it's seichel toiv, then he gets to b'fnim. So certainly it starts with the chutz. Certainly. But any time one who's not toichel kibarei, who's not oisek in changing the pnim, who's not interested in changing the pnim, who's not interested in this kedusha, any Talmud Chacham who doesn't fashtay them, he learns Torah, and he listens to Goyish music, any Talmud Chacham, he doesn't fashtay that the point is to change the pnim. He doesn't fashtay the point is to make himself his atzmi, his kadosh. So this Talmud Chacham, this person is oisin getting the outside right. But as things that are soiser, that don't allow it to go to the pnim. Any Talmud Chacham is not shomer zeinayim. Yerushalmi calls zeinayim the sarsuri d'avera, the messengers of Avera. Any Talmud Chacham is not shomer zeinayim. He doesn't understand that it's going to be soiser his whole malacha of affecting his pnim, of looking in silly places, looking at papers, silly papers, is soiser the malacha of affecting his pnim, whose goal is not to make his toichei kibarin. Certainly he has. Certainly, a person should learn, and certainly he will battle inner Yetzaharas. And his thoughts will take years to follow. And certainly he has to have the patience with himself, that even if a bad thought crosses his mind, taivas and other things, it takes time for the person to have a pnim. Certainly his thoughts, if he thinks about his tzoinus, if he thinks teeth in himself, what is her ikar tzoinus, certainly he'll come that a bagel might be his most biggest rutzin he has. He certainly might discover teeth is with sinus are for covered. That's a big ratzin of his for covered, for taiva b'chulu. But if the person at least is chitzonius is good, and he stays away from those things which don't allow the pnimius to change, and he works, he has an avoid, he has a goal that his pnim should also be effective, what will certainly happen is the chitzonius versus pnimius. Certainly the taif will follow the pnim. The taif will follow the chutz. And Rav Gamliel saw that day, this point. Rav Gamliel saw that day, they came to the door. Certainly when they came to the door, the baray was different than the pnim. Of course the baray. Rav Gamliel saw that day, though, that those people have a rotzen to come to the Beis Medrash. Those people who say, you're right, my pnim now is not so strong as I'd like it to be. But I have a rotzen nonetheless to learn the Beis Medrash. I have a rotzen to impact that pnim. If not for Liman HaTorah, what else would impact that pnim? I want to impact, I want to infuse that pnim with Kedusha. I want to be an Ish Kadosh. I don't want to just have external actions. So those people who talk were just Toichai and not the same in the Bahrain and inside. But they came to the Beis Medrash. And if Gamliel saw with a little learning, he looked into the Beis Medrash, and all of a sudden those same eyes that at the door saw, they weren't Toichai Kibarai. All of a sudden, sitting in the Beis Medrash, he saw people who were Toichai Kibarai. He saw people who were on the way to be Toichai Kibarai. Right? It's true at the Pesach of the Beis Medrash, at the entrance, in the Haskalah. It's true in the Haskalah they weren't Toichai Kibarai. But what he saw as a sign of steroids, of he's a hypocrite, he's a faker, no. He's a person who's starting out, it's Haskalah, it's the Pesach of the Beis Medrash. But when they were all sitting in the Beis Medrash, Lachar's man, after learning Torah, after working, he saw they're headed towards Toichai Kibarai. That Taka is the way to go. Avadit starts the Barai, the Toich can't keep up with. But over time, he saw when they were sitting in the Beis Medrash after that Haskalah, the Toich was catching up to the Barai. But certainly the Iker, certainly the Avodah Sadam, ultimately, we start with Meisim, but our goal is to get to a Torah Machshava. Our goal is to become pure people whose essence is pure, our thoughts are pure. What pure, so what's Lamai Nafkamina? If we're saying anyway the derech to that is through Meisim, the Nafkamina is two things. The Nafkamina, one is to stay away from the Shigasim that reflect the Pnim. If the goal is not Pnim, the goal is Chutz, so why is Goyish music bad? What's the big half of Goyish music? The Nekud and the Chulum. Ishma Chacham, Yaisin Lakach, the Chulu, things that to stay away from bad sights, bad places that have bad sites, cities, people, a yeshiva bacha to travel to a state that has bad, that has pritzos, to stay away from places that are bad, that are pritzos, to stay away from places that are bad, because our goal is that our pnim, our goal is to affect our inside. Rav Aaron was once in Florida. He went there for the air. Older people, a bacher would never chas v'sholmo, a young man to fly to Florida for vacation is wouldn't be unheard of. He went for the air for whatever reason. He needed the warmth. An older person, whatever reason he had, he went to Florida. But and he, the elevator door opened, and there was a lady dressed in tznius, and he burst out crying. Rav Aaron, he burst out crying. Burst out crying that he had that he saw such a sight, because Adam Gadol fashtays that the goal is the pnim. Avada, the derech to get there is mivachutz, and nobody should have feel down on themselves. The pnim's not where that's aschala. That's certainly that's aschala for us all. And only with much limud Torah, much staying away, does the pnim follow. But the pnim is the goal. There's a pasuk as follows. The pasuk says, "Zari lachem l'tzaka, plant with tzaka, v'katzu l'fi chesed, and harvest with kindness." And the Gemara darshins from there that the schar of tzaka is all in the chesed. Very vague pasuk with the Gemara. It's being said, plant zaru lachem tzaka, plant with tzaka, and harvest with chesed. That's being said. So Rabbi Yehuda Lapian is masbe like this. There are two aspects to every action. Let's talk about my tzaka. Yeah, I'm going to expound on what Rabbi Yehuda Lapian said. There are two aspects of tzedakah. There's the aspect of the machshava, of the pure thought. I'm doing it l'shem shemayim b'chol masech adeyu. In all your actions, know the Rabban Shalom. I'm doing it l'shem shemayim with a pure thought, with the heilige machshava. The pure thought, this is ratzon Hashem, baruch with the bracha, baruch ata Hashem, shekidshanu mitzvayis etzvani u'mekadesh me, with a pure Torah machshava. That's the one aspect. Then there's the effect of the maisa. There's one is the machshava, the thoughts, that the person has good thoughts, and the second is the impact of the maisa. We don't live in an ivory tower. We don't believe a person had great thoughts, but he doesn't accomplish. It's not worth either. That's not so valuable either. We live in the olam maisa. It has to be actions. It's not enough for a person to say, I have pure thoughts. I'm a good thought. Haschar l'fi achesed, the Gemara says. Katsu, what's ksira? But planting is what you put in, and the schar, the ksira, is you reap the benefits. The ksira. So the planting is the ches, is the tztaka. The tztaka means the thought. Tzedek means righteous. Tztaka is your thoughts. Kat zaru lachem the tztaka. You plant the action by having a good thought. In Ani, the Rebbeinu Shem, Allah to the drach, we're supposed to imitate Hashem. Hashem's mefarnes people, hazana soilam kulay. I want to be mefarnes people. So that's the machshava. The pure the nebuch, a yidni's help. That's the machshava. The machshava l'tayv. That's zaru lachem tzaka. You plant by the tzaka, by the tzedek, by the right thoughts. By pure thoughts, by special thoughts. But the schar, the ksira, the schar is l'fi the chesed. The schar is now how much do you accomplish? Do you have nice thoughts and then you don't do anything? The ksira, the kaitzer, the schar is l'fi the chesed. It's the olam ha'maisa. Accomplish. Don't just have good thoughts. And certainly that helps out the thoughts and gives credence to the thoughts. It concretizes the thoughts, not just the fleeting thought. It becomes more part of us. Certainly we need the maisa. So the schar is l'fi the maisa. The schar is l'fi the maisa, l'fi the chesed. Now what do? Did you give the guy, people, a guy comes at a chasna, up to collecting the dollar? Or with the ksira is l'fi the chesed, what do you do for the guy? You give the guy a big hug. Oh, mazel tov, good to see you. He tells you, a guy says, I'm collecting, I have a sick child who's getting married, I have a child getting married, v'chulu, v'chulu. Tell that you should have a full shalema, the simcha, a mole collecting for chasna. Wish him a mazel tov, give him a hug on the. A yid said his child's getting married. Mazel tov, it should be of a simcha. Shetake panos, give him brachas. That's the chesed, how much you mechaya the guy, what do you accomplish for the guy? The guy looks like a happy guy. Wow, the yid cares for me. You ask him when the chasna is. You care about the person. The tzir is will be the chesed. But the Torah machshava, is the planting, which is the pirush as follows. Certainly the person has to accomplish, but you can't have a tzir without a zriya. A zriya is what gives it a shame, gives it something to be kaitzer. The Torah machshava is the zriya. The Torah machshava is what puts the shechina on this maisa, is what gives it value. Now certainly we live in an olam maisa, all mitzvah that way. Lulav and Esrog. Certainly the schaz will be the chesed, will feed the maisa. Certainly the person has to go find the right lulav and Esrog, kashu, and it's possible in Ayetza. To have Allah machshavas, but it's possible. So certainly it's the schaz will be a maisa. What the zriya, what gives it, what gives there something to be schar, what gives it, what brings it into the world, what gives it a koyach, v'asuli mikdash, lilishmi, what gives it a shame chalois mitzvah, what gives it kedusha as the machshava, is the thought on it. Is a positive thought. Is the thought l'shem shemayim? Is the erlich thought? We only think this beyond us thoughts and pnim and shayvim. We only think it's beyond us shmir seinayim because we're mushba from the Western world. It's not beyond us. This is Yiddish. This is being a yid, the Torah machshava, being a person who tries, who makes efforts that when he sits down for suda on Shabbos. Could think for a second, yeah, even us could think for a second. For 1 second, we could have a machshava. The shame shemayim. Could have a machshava, I'm eating the bread from said Oynik Shabbos. We could have a machshava, us. Yes. We're Yidden, we're not Americans. It's only secondary. We daven the shleimus shel malchus for certain. But we're Yidden. And we could have a Torah machshava. It's shayach for us, Torah machshava. I spoke this week at length about this topic. I felt I had this chus this week to look into the face of an Adam Gadol. I felt overwhelmed to get to talk and learn with an Adam Gadol, to get here for a few minutes, to look at Adam Gadol for a long time and to talk to an Adam Gadol. I felt encouraged and the chuzuk that we could be people with a pnim, we could be people with kedusha, we could be people with shaitas to kedusha, this term called kedusha, not just an external personal, okay? Another guy, another Frankfurter eater who also does mitzvahs. Man, we can be a person who's shaykh to kedusha, who's shaykh to have an inner ratzon to serve Hashem, who are shaykh to having a chashuv pnim, who are shaykh to this of toichei kevaru, to this inyan. We who are born in America, we American children, we are shaykh because we're yidden, and we're shaykh to a pnim, we're shaykh to a special pnim, we're shaykh to a pnim that's full of kedusha. Certainly, l'man ha'psak, the oifen of getting there is through ma'isim. To make sure, to sdarm kvuim, to make sure to have good ma'isim, good mibachutz. Certainly, that's the oifen of getting there. But our goal, not to have things which contradict the getting to the pnim, for one. For two, is to also keep in mind that we want to get to the pnim. To keep it in mind that we want to get to the pnim. To do things, to learn Torah v'slavas, do things which help us get to the pnim. And to try to have thoughts, to try to have kosher thoughts, not just passively feel bad that we have a bad thought. To try amol, to have a kosher thought. Walking the supermarket, what would be wrong with thinking for a second, I'm buying the Kavod Shabbos. Having one kosher thought, we get nervous. So I think about the Knicks, like, I'm embarrassing myself, it's nerve-wracking, I'm so... One thought walking down the aisle, one thought, I'm doing the Kavod Shabbos, one such thought infuses the whole dove with Kedusha. I picture in Shemayim, I said, two guys go to ShopRite, two Bachim ShopRite for Shabbos Kodesh, go to ShopRite. They're both going to come to Shemayim, one, they're not going to make a mention, they're both in ShopRite together. They were standing there and they were lying together, everything together. One Bach is going to come after 120, they're not going to mention the trip to ShopRite B'chlal. Garnished. Nothing. Unmentioned. Maybe Bittel's man. Maybe Tainis for looking at things he shouldn't have looked at. Basically. The other bachur that's going to be on his pile of mitzvahs of Yom Kedusha is the whole ShopRite's going to be put on. All his items he bought that they checked out there, they're going to put on the scale there in Shemayim. Because that person gave Chalais Kedusha on the trip. Because he had a Torah machshava, he had a good thought. He had a thought in that trip, not stam he went. He went, he said, he wasn't learning it, that was bad, a storm, he needed a break. He said, let me buy some, the Kavod Shabbos. Let me check, the Kavod Shabbos, I'll buy one thing, the Kavod Shabbos. All of a sudden, it becomes a nitzchias tegemeister. All of a sudden, he infuses it with Kedusha. Instead of just being a two bachim go to a chasna, one chas doesn't that trachta, he goes, he parties around. One chas, my friend Simcha. There's trachta and avada, by the way, in the chutz will also come out different. But one person trachts, he thinks. He knows that he wants his teich to be different. He trachts a little bit for a minute, not no tifa, philosophia. Pasha, he thinks for a minute. My friend's chasna, I want to be misameach my chaver. From Misamech Mechaber. Mechaber is getting married. There's a mitzvah, Misamech, a chasna, and a kala. I want to be, Avad will do it different also, Rabbi say. It's Pashut. His focus will be at that chasna. I'll be Misamech, a chasna, and a kala. Not to drink. Maybe that ruins the simple chasna, and a kala, and I drink. He'll also, Avad with the pnim will come out differently with a chutz. That's Pashut. That's Pashut. But the one thought which gives the whole, it's a pella that two people make the same 4-hour trip to the chasna. And it's clear by me, if there are 120 ones, they're not going to mention Shemayim, not Latoyv at least. And the other person, the same car they're in, Rebbeinu Shem, Shemayim, they're going to show them the car. He said, I was in the car. In Shemayim, it's Nitzchias. So Shemayim, they're going to have the car, it's going to the Chasna. And this guy's not in the car, he's taking it, I went. I promised Rebbeinu Shem, I was in the car. He's not there in Shemayim. He's not in the car, he's removed. It was a van full of 8 people. Shemayim, there are 2 people in the car. There might be no driver in Shemayim's car. I was not only in the car. In Shemayim, the car, there are 2 people only in the back seat. In the front seat, nobody. In the driver's seat, nobody. The only 2 guys. Rebbeinu Shel Olam had the car get there. I'll prove you I was in there. Had the car get there. I'll prove it to you. Cars don't drive. But you didn't think. You trashnish. Zara lechem litzaka. The zriya, what gives, you can't be kaitzer. You can't be kaitzer without a zriya. You're right, you went, you might have been a sameach without a zriya, you can't be kaitzer. A zriya, epis of thought, epis one nice thought, one thought, and a vada will come out differently. A vada when you'll examine closely. Then they'll go to careful details, the chasna. And the bachur who trachted on the way to the chasna, who had the thoughts, who knew that the ikr is that he should be a real yid, that he's trachting, he's thinking. He wants to be a pneumistic yid, a yid who thinks kedusha, who thinks about the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that person, Avada in the Chitzonis, was nipper also. Avada, that person went and was going to say that they show details of the chasna. You watch play by play the person who was better in the chasna also. Pasha, because he thinks, he tracks. Because it's about the pnim. He wants to get to the pnim. Certainly you'll see in the Chitzonis it will come up different also, most definitely. But b'chol ma'asecha deyu, in all our actions, one day we'll be supporting the mishpacha. You have 2 people that are doing the same, they're working back to back in the same company. And if there are 120, one guy is, he lived 15 minutes his whole life. Because all his work is nothing, they're not gers. Ma'am le'niga la'rik, it's called rik, empty, rake, garnished. The person is niga work la'rik. And the Chafetz Chaim says it's lehedi neshtikol. The other person was a Torah Machshava, who has a good thought. He knows my yikr is my ruchni. In fact, I have to work. Say, supporting for my ruchnius. So certainly will come out different with Maisa. You'll never miss that shiur night. All my work is only for the shiur night. I'm going to miss the shiur night, the hours at night. I'm not going to learn those 4 hours at night. All my work is only for those 4 hours at night. So certainly will come out different in how consistent they are on the Seder. Will come out very different, certainly. For certain.